In other news, Angola has banned Islam, claiming that it clashes with its customs and state religion. The Angolan government says Islam is not a religion, but a sect. And as part of the ban, all mosques will be destroyed in the Christian-majority country. According to the Islamic Community of Angola, there are more than 80 mosques and about 500,000 Muslims in the country, and the number is growing. Angola's culture ministry says the houses of worship of other faiths, which have not been legalized, will also be demolished. Angola is the first country in the world to ban Islam. Well, earlier we spoke to Masoud Shajare from the Islamic Human Rights Commission, and here's what he had to say about the ban on Islam in Angola.
I can't believe that any government will be sort of stupid enough to actually go down this route. They're going, if they are going down this route, and we are still trying to investigate, they're going against their international commitment for the free aspect and access to religion, and they have to face the consequences of it. I mean, I think it's really outrageous in this day and age for us to hear this sort of stupidity. Well, I think international community needs to make a very vigorous stance against this sort of bigotry and divisive policy. I really don't know exactly why Angola is getting involved in this. I mean, the reality is that, as you said, something between 0.5% to 1% population of Angola are Muslims. And, you know, there is really no danger. Indeed, Muslims all around the world are no danger to the majority community. And to actually even articulate anything other than that.